DrawnByJohn.com presents We Got the Geeks Comic Panel.
All right, welcome to another exciting episode of the Comic Panel, and this time it's a panel of two. I'm here on location at Mostly Comics with the lovely and talented Bev. How's it going?
Not too bad, Jason. You made a bit of a cock-up there. It's not a panel of two. It's one and a half. I'm feeling exceptionally silly today.
Oh, well, that's fine. We like that. I know I'm going to get a good answer with this because you seem kind of angry when I walked in, but you read The Death of Wolverine.
Oh, that just in plain English pissed me off because I haven't been reading comics all my life. I didn't get it. And it seems to me like they've just kind of... I know you haven't read it, so I don't want to spoil it. They've just kind of, like, frozen him in time, for lack of a better term. And it's just like, really? What? I don't get it. Why? Who? How? I read three issues for this? Because I'm not even counting the last one. I didn't like the last one. The first three were far better.
Yeah, even Diana knows that... They're going to bring them back. That's not permanent in comics.
Yeah, no. I said right from the start, I figured 6 to 9 months. Kim tells me it's going to be a little longer, and that to me is a long time. Anything more than 6 to 9 months is a long time.
Yeah, he's their most popular character. There's no way he stays dead past 6 months.
Yeah, I know I'm told that he's going to for a little longer than six, but I can't get my head around it. I don't like that idea.
Yeah, even when Superman was killed off, making quotation marks, you can't see that. Yeah. It was about 6 months.
Yeah, that to me seems like a fair amount of time to be dead.
Yeah. but the other three issues were okay?
Yeah, because they were building to something, and then when it got to the something, I didn't like it.
Okay.
It felt like build, fart. Not even sip, just fart.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I'm not familiar with it, but I've seen him in other stories where mm-hmm. he's all weak. He's lost his mutant healing ability, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, if they could have, I don't know, done anything else. It's almost like you've read Walking Dead Volume 21, eh?
Oh, yes. That was going to be what we talked about next.
It made me feel the same way. You know, like they had that big build-up to the war, and then... That's how you resolved it? Kind of like, also, why the last minute? I read 60 freaking issues to have him escape out of a window. Really? No.
You gotta hate it when it's all awesome for the whole run and then at the very end.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I think I would have almost been happier just seeing Yorick take his last breath and die. Rather than disappear out a freaking window.
All right, so you're not recommending The Death of Wolverine, then?
I like things... Kim says I'm anal. I like things in nice, neat little packages, and this whole froofy, hold on here, we'll think about this, put you in a different kind of a state thing, does not sit well with me.
And I also noticed you have a Logan Legacy in now, so they're going to be milking this Wolverine for a while.
Yeah, I haven't tried Logan Legacy yet. And after reading The Death of Wolverine, it's going to take a while.
So we probably should mention Fantastic Four, since we're both fans of the series and Leonard Kirk. Like, that's a shame.
I think it's a crying shame because this particular run of Fantastic Four has been selling better than I had noticed the other runs of Fantastic Four selling before. But I suppose, you know, I'll cut off my nose to spite your face. That'll show you.
Yeah, I've never been a huge Fantastic Four fan. I've read stuff over the mm-hmm. years. This is the first one I've sat down and just mm-hmm. loved every bit of it.
So. Yeah, we've definitely had an increased number of people reading it and putting it on their cards. Mm-hmm. And it's just so silly that it comes down to a squabble that is stopping something now that people are actually enjoying.
Yeah, Marvel's fighting with all the studios.
I mean, okay,
studios.
A squabble over millions, but still.
Yeah, I don't get it. But it's a decent read. It's too bad. I think it's going till March or April, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
They're renumbering it before it ends, too, like Marvel tends to do.
And then people come in and they're like, what's with this? What's with this?
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh, number one, this is going to be worth a lot.
And they renumber it back at 700. Oh, boy. So what else have you been reading here besides Death of Wolverine?
I try to read, as you know, the odder stuff. The thing that peeved me off last that I read was Walking Dead Volume 21. Because I just couldn't buy that whole, oh, this is what we should have been doing the whole time bullshit. It's
yeah.
Shoot it out, smack one another about, but none of that preachy crap, really. It just didn't seem, true to how they had been thus far.
There's a long build-up to that,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. For a sermon?
Yeah.
No.
I think the new one comes out in a couple of weeks.
I hope so, because, you know, I wanted to see where it was going to go from there, because it almost felt like that could have been an end. Mm-hmm. You know, the way it kind of wound down and stopped, it almost felt like it could have been an end.
Yeah. Do you watch the show at all?
Sporadically.
Okay.
I'm a horrible TV viewer. I make a point of watching the news, and other than that, if it's on, I'll watch it. If it's not, I don't cry.
Okay. So I'm just wondering how they're going to get away with showing that character on TV, Negan.
I don't know.
Just because every other word out of his mouth and everything he does.
Well, I mean, it is on a station that's not aimed at kids. It's not on Treehouse.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
well,
still, you know, it's scarier than Octonauts. But it's he pushes the envelope. He really does. I mean, he is worse than the governor.
He is. Yeah, that's
he
what
really
I keep telling
is,
everyone.
Yeah.
And Kat's not a fan because I told him what he does with the bat with the barbed wire and.
Oh.
Won't spoil if you haven't seen the book, but she's not looking forward to it if they do it on the show. She'll stop watching it, she says.
Oh. No, I wasn't a fan of that. No. Now, he makes what we consider to be a regular badass look like a choir boy.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Let's see. Are you still reading Miss Marvel?
I am still reading Miss Marvel when the old lady who comes in here asking for, and I quote, the Muslim book.
Oh, yeah.
She's about 76 in the shade, and she comes in here and she just stops dead like three steps in, and she'll say, the Muslim book.
Yeah, read that one to Diana. She's really into it.
Yeah, so if we've got one left over, I read it. But it's, again, increasing the number of people who are reading it, and it's drawing in quite a few female customers.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get a chance, if there's one on the shelf, I'll read it. So very often I skip an issue or two, but what can you do?
Yeah.
People come in here with money, they buy the bloody stuff.
Yeah, silly customers.
I know.
So how much of the stuff in here do you actually read? Or
I have been trying to catch up with Batman Eternal. I really like that because it's dark. I read Walking Dead. I read Chew. I've been reading Ms. Marvel. I tried reading Captain Marvel.
Right.
Did not like that at all. And we all know I didn't like The Death of Wolverine.
Right.
I have also read quite a few of the, is it Invincible that Kirkman does?
Yes.
Yeah. Invincible.
Yeah.
I've read quite a few of the volumes of those trying to catch up, and I'm enjoying that. I like the way his mind works. I'm a volume behind in Chew. And that I really like because it's suitably twisted.
Yeah.
You know, it's not men in tights dying and coming back to life. You know, it's quirky. So I don't read many of the mainstream ones. The only mainstream one I would say would be Ms. Marvel, because even Batman Eternal is not Batman as people are used to seeing Batman.
Yeah.
Which is why some people don't like it, because, it's dark. But
I thought that was the point behind Batman.
He's the Dark Knight, but I like it. It's just hard when it's a weekly title and every day I have chores that need to be done so that you tick over smoothly. So, and I spend a lot of time talking shit, too, so.
Yeah.
And I try to read as much as I can. I haven't tried Doctor Who, but people keep telling me I should. And there's a new, the 12th Doctor one has been out, so I want to give that a whirl and see what I can make of it.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to check those out yet, but they do look interesting. Mm-hmm. Good one I read a couple weeks ago was the new Sabrina.
No, I didn't read that.
Now, it's the character from Archie comics, but a real serious dark twist on
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. Much like the afterlife with Archie.
Okay, I should give that a look then. Because I like it when it's not just clean cut.
Yes.
Except when it's dead. Then it must be dead.
Oh, no, it's twisted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So do you keep up on any of the announcements? Well, you must. From the customers about all the different movies that have been announced lately, DC movies?
I had a barrage of information flung at my ears earlier today. I think they might regain their shape by this evening. And it was a DC guy banging his gums big time about all of the cock-ups that Marvel are going to make next year and how happy he is about it. So he didn't even tell me anything about DC.
Right.
Except to ask me if I knew that the Joker was coming back, and I told him, yeah, I did know that, because other people had told me without having to give me a barrage of information.
You're one up on me. I hadn't even heard that yet.
No. Oh, sorry.
Spoiler. No, it's fine.
Now, people come in here, and very often it's actual information they share, and sometimes it's stuff that they've shared with friends and then think it's news. But there's so much of it, you can't keep it all in your head, because I need to move some stuff out to put other new stuff in, and sometimes I move the wrong stuff out.
Yeah, no, that's no problem. Mm-hmm. I can imagine the stories you must get, but yeah, I hadn't heard the Joker was coming back.
Well, I showed you that book that a customer gave me yesterday, and I had a good cackle at that. I mean, what's it called? Our Valued Customers, Conversations from the Comic Book Store. I mean, I've had a flip through it, and I'm looking at it going, oh, my God, somebody was in here, because I've heard that said.
I've heard conversations like that in line at comic book conventions and stuff. So.
Yeah, because sometimes people can't believe the things that somehow get brought up and twisted and wangled into conversations, and they think it's real.
The weirdest one I ever heard in line was someone talking about one of the Superman movies. I guess he had pit stains under his arms. And that was the conversation with this kid and this other guy for about 10 minutes in line.
Okay. I know a couple of people have told me that, you know, they've been to the men's washroom and they've been standing next to this guy or that guy while they've been emptying their bladder, and I'm like, wow, well, there's a nice thing to remember.
Jeez. Oh, boy. All right, so to cap off, you don't recommend Death of Wolverine, at least issue 4.
It's not I don't recommend it. It's possibly that because I didn't grow up reading comic books. I grew up reading novels, so there was a beginning, there was a middle, and there was an end. And that, to me, is not an end the way it ends, because it isn't an end.
Right.
But then it can't be an end because he's not going to be dead. So it's that whole chicken and egg thing, you know?
Yeah.
He can't be dead because he's coming back.
It's a cop-out.
It is a cop-out. Yes.
Actually, exactly. do you remember the first comic you read when you came over here?
I think it was Batman one where the Joker proves his point that he can make anybody bad. Oh, Jesus, help me here. The Killing Joke.
Oh, right.
The Killing Joke. I do believe that was
a good one to start on.
I do believe that was the first one I read.
That's a good one to start on, actually.
Now, I was told you need to read Killing Joke and Watchmen. So far, I'm halfway there. Killing Joke.
It took me 25 years to read Watchmen, so.
Yeah. I read that and then got into some other titles like Why, and then Fables came along.
Right.
And, you know, before you know it, you liking other Image stuff. But basically Vertigo and Image. But That Killing Joke, that was awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic, actually.
Yes. Well, I think that's why I was told read Killing Joke and Watchmen.
Yeah, a friend of mine had the original first printing of the Killing Joke when it first came out, and I think he left it on a bus or something like that. And it's worth quite a bit now.
Yeah, I'd say.
So kids, don't leave your comics on the bus.
No, don't roll them up either.
Oh, when I was a kid, I ripped some of the covers off them, and one of them was the first appearance of the Punisher, which I could probably have retired on right about now.
Sickening, hey?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the closest I've got is I had my Noddy projector with my slides that went with it that I left behind when we came here because they didn't make the cut, but my sequin boob tubes from the disco dancing days did. God help me, I don't know why I made that decision.
Is there anything coming out that you might be excited about? Or?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay.
I'll wait for the next customer to come and tell me what I'm excited about.
Oh, there you go. There you go. All right, well, thanks for talking comics with us, Beth. And everyone listening should come out to Mostly Comics. It's an excellent store. We've been coming here for years, and it's like a family here.
We are like family here.
Definitely. So get your butt out here.
Thanks a million, Jay.
Thanks, Beth.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.